She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. A Thanksgiving meal is up. The cost of it is up more than 14% this year. But the people in D.C. don't think that's a big deal, so you don't have to worry about it, according to our elites, which is great news, because I was getting worried, but...
It's like a dollar. Come on.
It's a dollar, man. But something I did want to talk about here before I move on to another really stellar member of Biden's cabinet. I mean, these people, just when you think that one of them is the least qualified, another one pops out and is like, whoa, 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 hold my beer.
Hold my Chardonnay spritzer.
Yes, I was going to say, they're probably not big beer people. But before we get to that, I wanted to read you...
Elizabeth Warren's a beer person.
Oh, got it. Before we get to that, I did want to read you something that I saw just recently on Twitter. We had been talking a little bit about how people are now suggesting, you know, and by people, I mean our wonderful journalists in the mainstream media are suggesting that you try to deprogram your relatives at Thanksgiving, that you give them vaccine tests, that you, I'm sorry, COVID tests, and you ask them whether or not they're vaccinated, and all of these wonderful things that create a recipe for disaster and unhappiness on Thanksgiving. And I guess because now the media can't tell you to stay home and like stare at your computer with a Snuggie on and fall asleep in just like a bowl of mac and cheese. This is their next thing is, okay, well, we can't ruin Christmas by keeping everyone apart. Maybe we can destroy it when they're all together. And luckily, there's so much Trump derangement in this world that people are doing this very willingly. They're excited. You know, they're excited to ask their family, are you vaccinated? They're excited to play tattletale slash bouncer at their Turkey Day feast. And do we have this sound here? This is actually from today's CBS, I believe. And they're talking about how, you know, everyone has different risk levels they're comfortable with, but there's a solution.
It might be a difficult conversation before people step into your house to say, whoa, wait a minute. Where's your card? What's your status? Yep. Before you walk into my home.
This is tough because people are all over the map on this, and they're also all over the map with their risk tolerance. But the rapid tests have made this a lot easier.
Right.
Because whatever people's vaccination status is, we can actually confirm safety on the spot. So if it feels like it's going to be weird, maybe make it kind of fun. Say we're going to start with hors d'oeuvres in the garage. You know, we'll have drinks. We'll do our rapid test and then come on in, right? You can make it playful, make it fun, and then be able to enjoy the holiday because you're not worried about safety.
Ooh. I have a feeling none of those people have ever been to a fun get together in their entire lives.
Of course not. They're liberals. They can't have fun.
If someone said to me, we're going to have hors d'oeuvres in the garage, I would be so flummoxed. I would say, why did you bring me here? I encourage everyone to have Thanksgiving the way they want to have it. And if you think that someone is not going to just let you show up and enjoy Thanksgiving as we have forever, then go home. I wouldn't put up with it. I think it's like enabling this kind of psychotic, over the top, hypochondriatic, or whatever the fancy word is for it, behavior where you're incessantly obsessed with the testing. If you're vaccinated and the vaccine is so amazing, which I'm vaccinated, so I fully support the vaccine, why do you need to know what everyone else is? So your vaccine works better? That doesn't really seem to make sense. It's a moral thing. It's all about virtue signaling. And there's a woman, I saw this before this hour started and I was blown away. Joy Henningsen, she's an MD. She got the blue check mark. And this is what she wrote. She has a picture because it's all about the dramatics, you know? You got to really build it up. They're all like, there's an episode of The Office where Michael Scott comes in after he hits Meredith with his car. And he says, Meredith got hit by a car. The doctors did all they could to save her. And he just kind of like leaves a big pause. And she's going to be all right. And everyone's mad at him because it's like, why'd you phrase it like that? Well, this is what people do on Twitter. She puts up an empty chair from her dining room table, and she's got all the, you know, Thanksgiving stuff in the background, and it's an empty chair. And she writes, "My family will have an empty chair at our Thanksgiving table this year." So immediately you're like, oh no, what happened? Not because we lost someone to cancer or trauma or violence or war, but because we lost someone to misinformation. Only the vaccinated may attend for safety. Many families will feel this pain.
This is a house of learned doctors.
Hey, get over yourselves, all right? At least Bruce Springsteen, he makes people get vaccinated, but at least he's supplying some sort of talent, I guess. You think your Thanksgiving dinners are this wonderful that people are just, you know, going to push aside their freedoms and their healthcare choices?
Red and blue.
And let me guess, Joy, is it soybean turkey? Because I don't see someone buckling and finally doing what you want them to do just because of your Thanksgiving dinner. It's a little bit arrogant in my mind.
I am now inspired by these people. I want to go out to the garage on Thanksgiving, and I'm going to have a COVID-themed drink bar set up. You know how they do like gimmick drinks for the evening? COVID-themed drinks. DM me on Twitter, at Jared Diglio. DM me, what should my COVID-themed drink bar be?
Ooh, I like this.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I would just take some Tito's straight at that point if I'm in the garage waiting to get into somebody's house. It's also
call that
absurd.
The Pfizer.
And there's a really good tweet here by Carol Markowitz, who probably saw all this stuff happening on Twitter. And she said, "If you have a good family, you're already on third base. Don't be dumb enough to blow the game over politics. Family is absolutely everything. Politics will never love you back. Try telling someone with a broken family that you and your uncle, who would do anything for you, fall out over Trump or Biden and see what they say. These are invented problems. We should save the word privileged for these people." That is very accurate. I mean, how embarrassing. And this is why I don't talk politics when I'm around friends, because I'm left, even if I think I made a good argument, I'm left with this uneasy feeling of ruining a good thing and not changing anyone's mind. And how self-absorbed have we become that we can't put it aside for a dinner? Like, oh, our ideas are so great. You know, my ideas on gun control are going to fix everything. So I need to ruin Thanksgiving. All right. Sorry, Uncle Billy. Thanksgiving's ruined because everyone needed to hear my thoughts on the Build Back Better plan.
And I don't know how to tell you this, Blue Check MD, but that chair's not empty because of misinformation. They're just avoiding you.
But you know what? It's funny because there's a piece today in Spectator, and I think it's by Matt Purple. And he wrote, at the end of it, he's talking about how at Thanksgiving, there's always one person who's either all about Fox or all about CNN, and it's going to rattle off all of their knowledge. And he talks about Uncle Mortimer, who's like the big Trump uncle. And he says, "As for poor Uncle Mortimer, the truth about him is that he isn't a caricature. He probably has some interesting lived experience, a couple stories to tell, a great sense of humor. Maybe he once met JFK. Maybe he dreams of one day selling his wood carvings on Etsy. Instead, what we get are his political opinions, the most boring thing about him. This year, let's not turn dinner into another doomed revival of Crossfire. Let's restore the most ancient rule, no politics or religion at the table." And I agree. I've often said this, but I think the saddest idea in my mind when I go somewhere is that because of my politics, I wouldn't be able to connect with people there. And it's not true. I mean, I had so many people at my wedding who disagree with me. I have so many friends who disagree with me, and they're so interesting, you know, and they have beautiful hearts and they have families they care about and they have funny stories and they have opinions I agree with on other things. And to think you toss that all away because you're so hell-bent on figuring out if someone got a vaccine that a year ago you probably didn't even want to get when Trump was president is stupid. It's just dumb. And it's so short-sighted. We have to move past this as a country. Because I think this is a problem unique to America. I have a lot of editors from England, and they're so fun. Like, they don't all agree with my politics, but they have such a good sense of humor. You know, they don't carry their politics so personally. Like, it's their only personality trait. That's something we do here, and it's annoying.
Well, that's the thing about the liberals. That's why it's such a religion for them. That is the only, quote-unquote, interesting thing about them. It's their entire identity. They have nothing else. They have no magnificence in their soul to be able to woodwork, to do other interests. It's all about that for them.
They have a gold necklace that says vaccinated.
And that's true.
And that makes them pretty interesting to me. 844-500-4242. I did not even mean to go down that road. I really did want to talk about Jennifer Granholm and her latest. She's really making a name for herself in this administration. We will get to that. We'll save it for the other side. 844-500-4242. Do not go anywhere. We have to talk first, though, before I go, about Aviva Trattoria. Celebrate the season at Aviva Trattoria. Aviva serves Italian classics with culinary flair, and it's the perfect place for a holiday get-together with family and friends. It's warm, it's cozy, the staff is amazing, Chef Anthony is the best, and he really takes his job seriously. He wants the freshest ingredients, he wants the most interesting recipes and meals, and everything always comes out perfect. Whether you want like a bolognese or a piccata, or maybe you're just in the mood for a nice pizza, Aviva Trattoria has absolutely everything. Now, this season, everyone's looking for good gifts to give, and it's tough because a lot of stuff is backed up. You're gonna order it and not get it for months. That's why looking at restaurant gift cards or things in the service industry is the way to go. This season, give the gift of Aviva to you and your family and your friends. Visit AvivaTrattoria.com for special holiday gift card offers, or visit Aviva's locations in Malden, Maynard, Marlborough, Westford, and Wrentham. We'll be back. I see people want to talk about this. 844-500-4242. Are you going to talk politics at Thanksgiving? My advice is no, but I'm open to hearing it. But I do have a rule. Even though my advice is no, I do have a rule. If someone else is a bomb tosser and they want to toss out their beliefs, you might give them like one option of, hey, maybe we put that aside for the day. If they don't take your advice and they keep pressing, well, at that point, you have no reason to stay silent. If they've decided to ruin the meal, let's ruin the meal. Okay? 844-500-4242.
Wanna get crazy? Let's get crazy.
We're gonna get crazy. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back. All this talk about these Thanksgiving shenanigans makes me so happy that I'm not going to have any of that. Like, I'm going to a very normal Thanksgiving gathering where that wouldn't even be considered, let alone encourage. And I will say, I think that that is probably the majority of people. I think that the mainstream media is going to talk about this. They're going to have their little experts on their couches, on their TV shows, talking about all the little fun things you can do, like having hors d'oeuvres and rapid tests in the garage. But I think that's it's a very small percent of people who actually utilize those tips.
Gotta say, text lines coming through big on this one. The Bidenflation martini, aka tap water.
You know, I had my
solid
first.
And a Phi Tai, Pfizer could be the cocktail.
Jared, I had my first martini over the last week.
First martini of any kind ever?
Well, I've had like a Cosmopolitan, which is in a martini glass, but like my first real kind of James Bond martini, I had it with Kettle One, shaken, not stirred, obviously, and not dirty. I don't like the olive juice or anything.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah, martini is a nice drink.
Oh, it's delicious. But man, they'll rock you. You can only have one, that's for sure. Carl, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Carl.
Grace, I was listening to your story about Uncle Mortimer, and there's certain things you shouldn't talk about at dinner. And I'm afraid I disagree with you. I don't see any reason why you can't talk politics or religion at the dinner table. The key is you have to be civil. You have to have a reasonable conversation. And that's the rule in my house, is not what you talk about, but that whatever you talk about, you can express your position, and then you have to be tolerant to other people that have other positions. That's all.
Yeah, that's a good point, Carl. I just feel like sometimes, and, you know, it's just things I've witnessed. Sometimes it can go the other way. I'm very, if someone wants to talk to me about it, I try to be as nice as I can. I really, but I don't know. I just don't think we're, I get what Carl's saying, because there's something interesting about talking about politics and, hey, it's news. And now everything is political. So it is kind of tough not to talk about it, because we just went through a pandemic. And no matter what you say about the pandemic, it leads to the vaccine, and the vaccine leads to, well, Joe Biden did such a good job, you know, getting out the vaccine. Have you gotten it yet? Why not? Everything leads to Trump. Everything leads to politics. But my only problem with that mindset, and I get what you're saying, and that's lovely that your family gets together and can do that, but I just don't think it's necessary every time. Like, I think it's okay sometimes to take a break from it, to actively say, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about football. Let's talk about, you know, let's talk about the new show on HBO. I don't see anything wrong with that. We're not going to fix any of the world's problems while we're stuffing our faces with mashed potatoes and drizzling gravy all over our faces. So maybe we just take a break, take a beat, enjoy the day.
Ah, you know, it would be great with these mashed potatoes. You're vaccinated, 13-year-old. Oh, whoa.
Well, why do we need that? I don't know. Maybe, but I get your point, Carl. 844-500-4242. It's just not my style. And you know what, though? I'm probably biased because I talk so much about politics in my everyday life that even when I was on vacation over the last week, if Will would say anything, oh, did you see what Biden said? Or did you see this? I would say, I don't want to talk about it, because I get enough of it here. But some people probably don't get to talk about it that often. So maybe it's their form of entertainment, which that, does make sense.
That when I worked in sports radio, I ran into that. Everybody just wanted to talk sports. At the end of the day, I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, that's my job. I enjoy it, but I don't want to talk about this with you.
Do you ever have that thing happen? This happens to me a lot, where I go in somewhere and it'll be like a mixed bag. It'll be some Democrats, some conservatives, but all the conservatives there assume that when I walk in, I want to start immediately. Yes. Going in like, oh, did you see Trump's last email? And I'm just trying to get in there, maybe get a drink, keep the waters calm. And it's the same thing. Sometimes I just say, let's just talk about anything else. Today's poll question is brought to you by Phillips Chocolates, Boston's oldest chocolatier. Jared, you tried them yesterday. Was I lying or was I telling the truth?
No, I am not a huge chocolate fan. I like it, but it's not my favorite. There's still like two left, and I'm fighting because I had eight of them yesterday. I'm fighting to not eat those two.
It's the best chocolate.
It is unbelievable.
It's so milky. Even the dark chocolate.
Smooth. Amazing. No bitterness.
And yeah, the perfect thing for Thanksgiving. If you're going somewhere and you're not vaccinated, or you're vaccinated, if you're going to bring a bottle of wine, or if you're not going to bring a bottle of wine, bring some chocolate, because that brings everyone together. On the right, on the left, in the center, everyone can agree the chocolate is delicious.
And I have to say, the nougat is very soft. Hard nougat is one of the things that actually kind of put me off chocolates. This nougat is fantastic.
We're learning so much about you today.
I am a cornucopia of
Yeah, you have so many layers.
I am.
Hard nougat was what put you off chocolate. That is going to be a chapter in your book for sure.
I'm quite the onion.
All right. Well, it's a tradition that spans four generations. You can purchase them in store or online just in time for the holidays. Go to phillipschocolate.com. So it's Phillips with an S, but it's just chocolate.com, and use code GRACE to save $10 on a purchase of at least $100. Make it Phillips Chocolate for that perfect holiday sweet treat. That's phillipschocolate.com, and use code GRACE at checkout. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's the best part of Thanksgiving dinner? Stuffing, gravy, dessert, cranberry sauce, or turkey?
Oh, I've wreaked such havoc with this gravy submission. But I got to stick with it.
Yeah,
at this
Taylor's
point,
pretty
right?
Fired up, not going
to
lie.
Yeah, I have to stick with it at this point. I've angered so many people. Gravy.
Gravy is pulling at 9%.
Oh, don't call it a comeback.
Stuffing is taking the lead at 39%, 26% for turkey, 18% for dessert, 9% for gravy, and 8% for cranberry sauce.
You know, my only qualm with stuffing is that we don't have it more often. I don't like the fact that it's been put to this one season. Stuffing should be used like a mashed potato. It can be used all the time. That's the hill I'm going to die on. Jared's going to die on the hard nougat hill. 844-500-4242. Fill up the lines right now. We've got an early woker joke in the next segment, and you can win a gift card to Aviva Trattoria. That's 844-500-4242. Woker joke next.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We are waiting on the verdict in the Arbery trial. I have not been following this very closely, but we should have it any minute, and we'll let you know as soon as we do. If you want to celebrate the season, a perfect place to do that is Aviva Trattoria. Aviva serves Italian classics. They have great, great meals there, and it's a great, they have so many different locations, and they have so many great things to taste, and it's just a really fun place to go with your family over the holidays. So make sure you check out Aviva Trattoria. Speaking of, if you want to play Woke or Joke right now, you got to call in to 844-500-4242, and you will be entered to win a chance to win an Aviva Trattoria gift card for $50. That's a really good deal. It's very reasonable there. You can get a delicious meal. So make sure you call in now, and it is time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha, 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 ha. Pink-haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
And the joke was on me.
Here's how it works. We are joined in the studio. It is an honor to be joined by the Wizard of Woke, Taylor Cormier.
Honor. Wow.
Yes. And this is what Taylor does. He has a bunch of headlines. Some of them are real. They're woke. Some of them are a joke. Either he or Jared made them up out of thin air. And they'll probably come true within 2 weeks of us saying it. And what he does is he reads them. You have to guess, is it woke or is it a joke? If you hear a story and you're very interested in it, you can actually tune in later today. Are you doing Weekend
Woke? No, we're not doing it today. Pardon me, I don't think we're doing it today.
Okay, so on most days, you can tune into Howie's show and hear more about
it's
the woke.
Usually wokeness. Thursdays at 5:30 with the Weekend Woke.
All righty, so let's go to the callers. Billy Mack, are you ready for your headline?
I am ready, Grace.
Okay.
All right, Billy Mack, here is your headline. Best Buy offers employees counseling service after the Rittenhouse verdict.
Woke.
That is woke. Very good, Billy Mack.
Not a joke.
Bing, bing, bingo, bingo.
All right, Billy Mack, you can wait on hold and give your number to Matt. You'll be entered to win an Aviva Trattoria gift card. Yeah, I saw this. The verdict in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial stirs many emotions, and it's another difficult moment for our nation. And then they go on to talk about how they have counseling, mental health resources. This is very intense.
This was an email from the Chief Inclusion, Talent, and Diversity Officer at Best Buy, Mark Irvin. And he says, I know events like these can take a toll on mental health and emotional well-being. Please know that Best Buy is here to support you.
Does that mean I'm going to have to find an iPhone case by myself now?
The Geek Squad is on hiatus.
It really is crazy how these verdicts...
More like the Weak Squad, am I right?
These verdicts really affect people. Like the headline. Speaking of, Travis McMichael, the verdict is in of guilty for malice murder. The verdict is being read right now in the Arbery murder trial, so that is a fresh update for you. Guilty as charged. We'll keep you posted on more as we get more information. All right, let's go to John. John, are you ready for your headline?
How you doing, Grace?
I'm good. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Don't be nervous, John. Don't be nervous. You'll be fine. Go ahead, Taylor. Give me an easy one.
All right, John, here's your headline. Norwegian Postal Service delivers same-sex Santa love story.
I'm going to say that's a joke.
Ooh, I'm so sorry, John. That's woke.
Not a joke.
But, John, the cool thing is you can always try again next week, okay?
Oh, okay, I will. That was my second time.
Oh.
Oh, so sorry.
Two-time loser. Well, you can always try again next week. 844-500-4242. Give us a little bit more on that,
it's
Taylor.
It's a weird four-minute ad. So it features a man who's alone on Christmas Eve. Santa comes down his chimney, and they both stare at each other, and they give this knowing look. The year goes by, and he's fantasizing about Santa Claus, who finally visits again the next year, and arranges for the Norwegian Postal Service to deliver the presents instead of him delivering the presents. So Santa and this man can spend Christmas Eve together, and they share a long, wet, slobbering kiss.
So Santa's taking the one day of the year off that he's supposed to work?
Yeah.
Come on, Santa.
And is he cheating on Mrs. Claus with a man?
I don't want to.
Clearly he is.
I don't want to insult his work ethic, but really, it's like, it's one day.
It's one day, man.
It's like the governor's council.
This is your one thing to do, and you still call it in?
You have forced elf labor doing your work the rest of the year.
And now it's the Norwegian Postal Service's job? Oh, I guarantee that's going to go perfectly. If we know anything about the post office, those presents are going to be delivered.
What's the Norwegian post office vaccination mandate status?
Yeah, it's probably like ours. They get an out, unlike everyone else. All right, 844-500-4242. Let's go to, and by the way, another update. Gregory McMichael, not guilty. So this is interesting. We've got a guilty and a not guilty. All right. Well, we'll keep you posted when we find out more. Sue, you're next with Taylor and Grace.
He's guilty of felony murder.
Oh, all right. Gregory McMichael, guilty of felony murder. All right. I wish should we take a little bit of this? We can't. I think we can take a little bit. Go ahead.
7, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count 8, false imprisonment. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. Count 9, criminal attempt to commit a felony. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. This 24th day of November, 2021, signed Bob Forfer. As to William R. Bryan.
All right. We will keep everyone abreast if we learn more, but that seems like we've got all the charges there and the verdicts. So, yeah, I think that's, I don't know enough about it to even think anything of it. I saw when the story originally happened, but I haven't been keeping up with it. But it's all over the news. Let's go to Mike. You're next with Taylor and Grace. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
Yes, I am.
All right, Mike. Here's your headline. Radio City Music Hall presents Trans, the all-transgender Trans-Siberian Orchestra tribute.
I'll say that's woke.
That's a joke, good sir.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
You know what's so sick about you, Taylor?
What?
You're so happy when people are losing.
Taylor's got his groove back.
I never see him this excited until he starts just, everyone's losing.
I get dumped on by the callers every week now, it seems. Even last week, I was insulted.
When I wasn't here?
Yes, they were still, like, omitting me.
Oh, no, there's nothing worse than being omitted. Okay, I messed up there. I skipped over Sue. Let's go back to Sue. Sue, are you ready for your headline? Sorry about that.
Grace, I am going to say hi to Taylor first.
Hi, Sue.
I'm the one who forgot your name last time.
Oh, you started
so
it all.
Not a joke.
I want redemption.
All right. Grace, did you win? Did you win last time?
And I did, but I didn't take the gift because I felt bad.
Oh, my gosh. So remorseful.
Okay. Wait, is this Sue that I emailed who won?
Yeah, well, I won the first time, and then I won the second time, and I felt so bad I forgot your name that I said, don't bother.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Wow, look at you.
No,
self-pity
fine.
Is not good box office,
I'm not feeling bad for myself.
Oh, I think we need the violin at some point for Taylor. This is getting really sad.
Feeling bad is baseline for me.
All right, you are literally Eeyore. Let's go to, are you
just
ready?
Just another Wednesday.
Are you ready for your headline?
I am.
All right, Sue, here's your headline. Here's how racist your Thanksgiving table is, ranked by Dish.
Sue?
Woke.
That's a joke. I got you, Sue.
By the way, that was a joke,
that's
but
okay.
It's not true.
But thanks for remembering me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Sue.
Have a good day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Let's try Steve. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Steve?
I'm ready.
All right, Steve, here's your headline. Women's March apologizes, says $14.92 donation amount refers to a year of colonization.
That is woke.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
This is one of the stupidest things I've seen on Twitter, and I have seen too much on Twitter. I have seen real dumb stuff, and this blew me away. In fact, I saw the tweet. I fact-checked it. I had to look it up in other places because I couldn't believe this is true.
See, this is why math is racist.
Please explain this to people, Taylor.
$14.92 was the average donation that the Women's March received, I believe, in October for their March, Women's Month. And so they tweeted this out, and then they had to apologize it after apparently receiving complaints that 1492 correlates to the year that Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue and slaughtered Native Americans in his conquest to
every noun
America.
And verb in that paragraph makes me smile.
So they were apologizing for using the numbers 1492
because the average donation just so happened to be 1492.
Yeah, I just want to say something. I was never the best student. Okay, I was never the brightest bulb. I know what you're thinking. No, really, Grace, that can't be true. But don't you feel like with all of this nonsense that has now taken over our culture, I feel like I'm a step ahead. I feel
absolutely.
I'm bound to succeed because I'm like, if this is what people are worried about, who actually run organizations, who are real adults, if this is what they're concerning themselves with.
I think about that all the time, especially with my son. Kid, you're going to be an alpha. You're going places. You're going to dominate wherever you go.
Because this is just, it's nonsense that people are worried about this. All right. Now, Taylor, I'm glad you're here because the Wizard of Woke is also a big fan of the Gen 40 heater. And we've been talking about how the price for people's heating bills this year is going to be super high. But something I don't hit on a lot, but I know that it matters a lot to you, is that the Gen 40 heater is very safe.
It is a very safe product, and it uses the two types of heating, and neither one is going to endanger your house, your pets, your children, whatever. It has a very cool feature where if it tips over just a little bit, for whatever reason, cat, dog rubs up against it, kid tries to go and play with it, it will turn off, and it won't turn back on until you set it back upright and turn it back on manually. So it's a very safe feature.
And it's also a very cool-looking product. This is not something that's big and bulky. It's very sleek-looking, and it really does work. And until this Sunday, you can save $20 on their Gen 40 heater. It uses two technologies, and it combines convective heat with infrared heat. And the reason this is so great is because some space heaters kind of blow dry air at you and they really dry you out. This is warm heat. It makes you feel cozy. You can move it from room to room so you don't have to heat up your whole house. So I was talking to the mailroom manager the other day and she said she got a call from someone who said their heating bill already doubled. And you can avoid that if you just cut back on heating up your entire house, which is very expensive. So don't wait for that first huge home heating bill. These heaters will sell out. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code word GRACEHEATER to save $20 and also get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACEHEATER. All right, we're going to be talking to Chef Anthony from Aviva when we get back, but we're also going to try to run through as many Woker Joke contestants as we can. We almost have full lines, but we have room for a few more. It's 844-500-4242. Call in now and you may win a gift card to Aviva Trattoria. Woker Joe continues on the other side.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
I know that I don't understand how anything works, but all three men in this case have been found guilty of murder charges. So if, and I have no problem with that, if my logic is right here, there should be no riots tonight, correct?
Your fatal flaw was using logic.
You're right. You're right. I have no idea what's going to happen because nothing makes sense anymore. Joining us now is Chef Anthony from Aviva Trattoria. Anthony, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's so great to be here and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, Anthony. And I've been telling people that Aviva is the perfect place to go, especially around the holidays. You guys have a fall menu. You have so much delicious, cozy stuff for people to try. Tell us a little bit about what's on the menu right now at Aviva Trattoria.
Oh, boy. We just changed the menu into our fall menu. We added this wonderful harvest salad with some butternut squash raviolis. It's becoming one of our top sellers right off the bat. A porchetta pork chop. This pork chop's pounded out half the size of the plate with some of our homemade spicy arrabbiata sauce. A home run there. We just got some great things happening, some great new cocktails for the winter. Again, our locations there, the new location of Malden, right across from the train station on Commercial and Exchange Street, is waiting for people to just stop by and say hello. So there's a lot happening.
Yeah, and Chef Anthony takes his job very seriously. He's always getting the freshest ingredients and making the most delicious food. And he's absolutely right. There's so many locations, Malden, Maynard, Marlborough, Westford, Wrentham. So if you want to go on AvivaTrattoria.com and get some of their special holiday gift card offers, it's a really great gift card because there's a chance that your friends who want to try Aviva have one near them and they can check it out. Now, Anthony, are you ready for your woke or joke headline?
Oh, boy, I am so ready. I've been ready all day.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
Here's your headline. Los Angeles will make diners ask for ketchup in the name of fighting climate change.
I'm going to have to say that's a woke.
That is woke. Very
wow.
Good.
You are
a joke.
Yeah, you can't compare those people over there.
We're not.
The left coast is a different place.
We can't qualify you to enter to win an Aviva Trattoria gift card. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sir.
No, but I'll give an extra one away, though.
Perfect. Wow. Okay, very cool.
How about that?
Thank you, Anthony. All right, and we're going to run through a few other people here.
Thanksgiving miracle.
So that's interesting, though. They don't want people to just get ketchup. You have to ask
for it. Yeah, because it comes in those plastic packets. You know, those tiny packets that say not for resale on them. So, yeah, they want to save up plastic.
Just hold your hand out. Here's a squirt.
It's another version of the plastic straw.
All righty. Let's go to Bob. Are you ready for your headline, Bob?
I am so ready, and I already have a gift card from Aviva, too, as well, from that I bought.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Excellent.
Well, maybe you'll get two. All right, Taylor, go ahead.
All right, Bob, here's your headline. University bans term trigger warnings, as even the phrase could up.
That is definitely woke. You guys discussed that. I heard on the Howie Cash show.
We did.
Very good, Bob. I love that. Bob is like the
Not
eager kid who did all his homework. Bob, you will be entered to win an Aviva Trattoria gift card. Do not hang up.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
John, you're next with Taylor and Grace on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, John?
Yes, I am. And congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you so much.
All right, John, here's your headline. Pharrell Williams' human race skincare brand to release George Floyd-inspired cologne called Breathe.
I think that's a joke.
That is a joke.
Oh, I was going to say that. That
seems by the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
All right, John, you are going to be entered to win. Don't hang up. Tony, you're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Tony?
Yes, I am.
All right, Tony, here's your headline. Colonial Williamsburg offers free admission to visitors of Native American descent.
That's definitely woke.
That's definitely a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Taylor is so sassy during this segment. I'm afraid for people. The look in his eyes. Actually, though, speaking of Thanksgiving, there's a Thanksgiving parade thing that's happening at a school in New England, and someone just sent me a video of it, and all the kids have, like, you know, the turkey hats on and all the things, and then the last kids at the end have paper handcuffs, and they're singing some sort of Native American mourning song.
Okay.
The wokiest, wow. Guys. It's out of control.
Happy Thanksgiving.
844-500-4242. That's Woke or Joke. Thank you, Aviva Trattoria, for sponsoring this segment. We'll be right back with more.